Blog Talk Radio.
Holy name, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilder, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in, and this is Pray One for Another. Let us pray. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of his gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
the kind of clothes that he would wear? Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Help his fellow man. Would he prioritize his stage to get down on his knees and pray, to simply tell the Father thank you? And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see he looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. What will Jesus do? Listen. 'Cause you're the only Jesus some would ever see. And you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. You want to know what he looks like. He looks like you.
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message, amen, which is entitled Resurrection Power. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 12. And it says, there was born even of one man, and him as good as dead at that, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Our God is absolutely brilliant at bringing what is dead back to life when we place our faith in him. We know the Lord brought a child to Abraham and Sarah when both of them were hopelessly far beyond their childbearing years. The Lord, the giver of life, can breathe life into dry bones and even nations, Ezekiel chapter 37. Throughout scripture, we see his resurrection power, bringing back to life the widow's son through Elijah, 1 Kings 17:17 through 24, and the Shulamite's son through Elisha, 2 Kings 4. During his earthly ministry, Jesus raised Jairus' daughter, Mark 5:35-42, the widow of Nain's son, Luke 7:11-15, and Lazarus, John 11:1-44. Of course, the greatest resurrection in history was Christ. Because he showed his ultimate victory over sin and death, never to die again, and you are promised that same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the grave works in you. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. So never fear that hope is dead to you. Trust God, who breathes his resurrection life into all that concerns you. Amen. I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. Let us pray. Jesus, I cannot see how this difficult situation will work out, but I trust your resurrection power. Amen, amen, and amen. And that is our devotional message for this evening. For the next 19 minutes, I will play our inspirational music. To God be the glory.
belongs to him in the fullness of his blessing. Nothing is possible without God. We come to know his mercy, humbling ourselves to his mountain. We pray his holy. As far as the eye can see, he owns the cattle on the thousand hills. His love.
Song that says this: Our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say, come on, if you know it's awesome, say it. Come on and lift your voice. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it.
Celebrate the awesome God. Oh. the sea.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.